Welcome to Eternal Darkness of Not So Spotless Minds podcast. There will be spoilers and swearing.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Eternal Darkness of Not So Spotless Minds podcast. I'm Matt with my co-host, Kate. How you doing,
Hi.
Kate?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
All right, thank you. All good. So, yeah, this is our introductory podcast, the introduction.
Our little first episode.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it's all kind of a bit surreal and stuff, but we just wanted to take this first episode to kind of just introduce ourselves, let you know a little bit about us, what we're about, what we like, what's to expect from our show and things. Yeah, just do a bit of a little intro episode.
Yeah, well, it's going to be all good. And yeah, so let's crack on. Let's get on with it. So what we're going to do with this podcast? What's our aim?
We're basically, as our Facebook page and whatnot states, we're just a couple of twats talking about movies. Both me and Matt are really big horror fans, and you know, we like to sort of delve into sort of adjacent genres. So we're going to be kind of covering a variety of genres, but all within the kind of darker and weirder and oddball kind of stuff.
All sorts of stuff, really. Primarily horror, but
yeah,
all sorts of stuff, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, and we're just gonna have some fun with it. We're gonna have two movies per episode. So we're gonna have a movie from before the year 2000, and then a movie after the year 2000. And we're gonna alternate that, like whoever gets that pick each time. Yeah. So, Matt, you're going to get the pre-2000 first because you're old and I'm not.
Thank you.
You're welcome. the one after that will be me getting the pre-2000s and stuff. So, yeah, there's going to be some other segments and bits and bobs. Matt, do you want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, we're going to do all sorts of bits and bobs. We're going to talk about, we're also going to do horror news. What's happening in the news at the moment. Mm-hmm. Also, going to have a section which is like, buy it, sell it, bin it. No, is that right?
Brilliant. Awesome. You know what, I'm impressed that you said our name, our podcast name correctly first time. So, you know, that's all I ask. So it's called, the segment's called Buy It, Rent It, Bin It.
That's the one. Not sell it. We can just buy it, sell it, rent it.
We do not advocate pirating here. So the concept of that is just stuff that we've watched lately, and whether, you know, it's worthwhile buying, whether it's maybe just one and done, or maybe just get it in the bin. And then there was something that you were quite excited about.
Sorry, what was that?
I'm so glad I'm on the ball today.
I've had a busy day at work.
Oh, so. The other bin. the sale bin, the bargain bin.
Ah, right, yeah.
Oh, is it bargain bin?
Basically, there's an app which I got. I think it's called B Movies or something like that. And basically, it's got a little thing which allows you to see what's for sale at the time. I mean, my one's particularly geared towards Amazon. But what I'll do is, basically pick out some decent films which are going cheap, both in the UK and in America. Apologies to anybody else in Australia or somewhere else. But it's just this app does.
Those are the only three countries in the world: just Australia, America, and England.
Obviously, my apologies to our Canadian friends, or our European friends, Ugandan friends, African friends, everybody.
Asian friends, everyone. I mean, we're assuming that we're going global after our first episode. You know, I feel like
Hey, aim high. Aim high.
Real high. but no, yeah, we'll do what we can with that. It's that was kind of Matt's app. I haven't got the app, so that's his forte on that one. But we'll see if we can maybe do something about expanding that out as well.
Have you got Letterboxd yet, by the way?
I have the app. I know, that was my homework. I'm really sorry. I've just been crazy busy, which is one of the reasons why, if anyone who knows us has known this podcast has been on the works for a little while. But we've both just had like loads of stuff go on personally, professionally, and like I came down with COVID for about a month and stuff, which put things on the back burner, and you know, there's all kinds of shenanigans happening. So at the moment, so I have downloaded the app, and I have yet to, I think I've set up the account. I just haven't done anything particularly with it yet.
Good.
I will. And I'll tell you what, that will be on our next episode, and I'll give you all the deets and whatnot. So.
Excellent. It's imperative that you have that, I think. It's imperative. Yeah.
I'm getting kicked off if I don't do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else are we going to do?
There's a trivia corner, which is my little baby, because anyone who knows me knows I loves a bit of trivia.
That's right.
I've got a bit of trivia corner, and and then that's kind of it, really. You know, the reviews and stuff. So the trivia corner is going to be about the films that we're reviewing. It'll be about those films, so it hopefully will be just interesting stuff. I'm not going to talk about like such and such was in this film with such and such and such and such, you know, that you always get on IMDb and whatnot, because I don't think anyone really cares. But any kind of like interesting tidbits or behind the scenes stuff or things from the commentaries or, you know, whatever, then that will be the stuff that I'll be including, because I think it's kind of interesting. And then, we'll always heads up on what we're going to be reviewing next time so that you guys have time. We're going to try and keep it so it's relatively easy to find, either from streaming or just, you know, it's one of those that everyone's seen and so they probably have it in their collection or whatever already. So we'll always give you like the heads up of what our next two movie reviews will be. So hopefully you can watch along with us, because as the intro has stated, we will be spoiling the shit out of it. So
even the new ones.
Even the new ones. Well, yeah, I mean, we probably won't go to new ones.
Well, we could do like a spoiler section and then
if they're like really really new, then we'll do like a non-spoiler slash then a spoiler section and timestamp it and whatnot.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, that's good. So that gives everybody a kind of taste of what we're going to be about and what we're going to be doing. It might be a good idea to let everybody know what we're about, really, and
how we got
into horror and stuff.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask one question real quick. It's really important. I think it's going to really give an insight to who we're about. What are you drinking tonight?
Oh, I happen to be drinking Lek.
The what now? It's what?
Lek.
Lek.
not Lech.
Lech. That sounds right. get some lech on.
Dirty Lek action. It's Polish. It's very good.
Yeah, is that what? Beer? Ale?
It is, yeah. Lager. Beer.
Well, I have a delightful gin and tonic as my go-to drink. I've only got one. I bought because I am uncouth and should be shunned. I actually got it out of a can today.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I always have a couple on stash just in case. And honestly, I was running out of time before we were supposed to record and I didn't have time to make up a proper drink, so I got some Gordon's gin and tonic.
Well, at least it's Gordon's, so you're halfway.
Yeah, there. Right. It does the trick, but I only have one because I honestly they make me burp. So,
and well, that could be fun.
Thing. I figured maybe I should keep my flatulence on like you know to a minimum. I can promise there won't be any. And that will just be a little insight to me that you'll get. And that is a treat from me to you. You are welcome.
Oh, lovely. Looking forward to that.
No, hopefully I'm not going to be burping into people's ears. but yeah, that's what I'm on tonight. And I've got some water just because I care a bit.
Parched.
Yeah, parched. That's the one.
Gosh, I need to get another beer ready.
Oh, that was just lack of planning on your part. Apparently, because, you know, we're so organised otherwise.
Particularly well organised.
So organised. So, yeah. So, yeah. Do you want to go with, like, how you got into horror and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Let's open that up. Yeah. Oh, Christ.
What happened?
Well, I just opened up the can. Well, I'm 46 years of age. And
are we doing age now?
Well, no, I just thought, well, you don't have to, but I'll just sort of give people a sort of vibe. I think it was about 1978 when I used to live in the States, and as part of our
during the war,
was there a war in 1978? I don't know,
I'm sure there probably was one. It just reminded me of my granddad, the way you said that. It was like, during the war. Anyway, carry on, sorry.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, basically it was about 4 or 5, and as part of our Saturday routine, Mum and Daddy used to plonk us in front of the TV every Saturday, and we'd watch cartoons in the morning, and then in the afternoon we'd have Creature Double Feature.
Nice!
Which used to be, I'm sure American fans would remember these, which is based on films like Creature from the Black Lagoon, loads of Godzilla movies.
Oh, excellent.
A lot of the Universal stuff. And it was just basically two movies back to back from sort of like about 1 in the afternoon till 4 in the afternoon. And that was, I used to do that religiously every Saturday.
Oh, amazing.
So that's how I kind of first got into that kind of thing, really. And then...
So how old have you been then? Because my math is terrible, so...
Yeah, I was about 4 or 5 then.
Oh my gosh, your parents got you watching, like, Creature Features and stuff, and you're like 4 or 5. I remember my mum had a shit fit because I watched Jurassic Park at the age of, like, 7.
Okay, so yeah, okay, just working out your race there. What happened next? And then, yeah, nothing really happened. We moved back to the UK, and then I've got 2 older brothers, and they I remember staying at a friend's house, or my brother's friend's house, because my parents were going away, and they put on Evil Dead, and this would be 1982, so I would be. Oh, yeah, 8 at the time.
Eight.
It was a bit 1982, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, it was on VHS, and that score scared the living shit out of me.
Yeah, I bet.
Completely. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that guy getting stabbed in the ankle with the pencil.
Yeah.
It spooked the hell out of me, and that was it, really. I was just kind of really into it from then onwards. I just sort of throughout my teenage years, I watched, you know, all the horror movies and action movies and stuff. But then I actually have to kind of, I haven't really got into it. Well, I've always been into it, but then not to the extent that I am now. Until about sort of 3 years ago, I think. Mm. Basically, I was just at work and I was listening to podcasts, and I think I had listened to Law or some other murder type podcast.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got bored with that, and then I just wanted something different. And that's when I stumbled on, who was the first? Some American guys were doing a horror podcast, Horror Weekly.
Oh, I don't know. Don't know that.
Yeah. I don't listen to them anymore. Apologies, Horror Weekly team. But they were the first kind of guys I got listened to. And then I stumbled across, it was actually Scott and Liam. Hi, guys. So they, yeah, kind of got into them. And then that was just a natural progression to podcasts Under the Stairs with Duncan.
Yeah, it's all
and then, but that, yeah, but it was just around that time. It was like 2017. And I just suddenly went horror mad. Just literally horror mad. You know, watching, you know, X amount of films per week. I would say I watch at least 5 or 6 films per week.
Nice.
On average, which is, it's not stupid, but that's good. It's a steady,
steady flow. That's good. Yeah, and I like, I think as well, when you start listening to podcast horror podcasts and you're in that kind of community, you know, if you're engaging with it as well, like you see, you have access to so many more people who have so many more kind of, you know, interests and things. And so you might, you know, be just into kind of one kind of thing, and then, you know, you have a chat with somebody else and they're into something completely different, and maybe it's something you've never heard of, and then you go check that out, and then, you know, you kind of expand your horizons that way. Because I feel kind of the same. Like, I mean, I've always been into horror, but, you know, my I guess my, not experience, but just my horizons, as I said, just has just sort of really expanded out in the last sort of 5-6 years or so since getting into podcasts and stuff. And yeah, and it's purely because of the variety that is sort of discussed and people kind of back and forth with and stuff like that. I think I'd probably have not, without that, I probably wouldn't be much more knowledgeable beyond the one of us, you know, like James.
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
All of it. Like, that would be like the extent of my knowledge probably without the podcasting crew. So yeah, like I'm kind of much the same. For me, my horror journey kind of began when I was about, my first horror movie experience was with Scream when I think I was about 7 or 8. I think I was 8. And it was, I was staying over at a friend's house and her older sister had just come out to rent after its cinema run. And her older sister had a sleepover as well, and they were watching it downstairs after we were all supposed to have gone up to bed. So of course we all creep down the stairs and we're watching on the stairs, like hiding and stuff. And it's the opening scene with Drew Barrymore and that. And, you know, we don't get any of the humor because we're like 7-8 years old. We don't get how it's all kind of tongue in cheek. We don't get any of the meta jokes or anything like that. We just see Barrymore getting stabbed to shit and ghost face mask. And the ghost face mask just traumatized me. I couldn't sleep without the light on for about 3 weeks afterwards. But I came kind of a bit like obsessed. Like, I get really kind of a bit obsessive with anything that kind of scares me or like disturbs me. And I would just doodle Ghostface on my school books and stuff like for ages afterwards, and like do loads of imagery of like from Scream and stuff. I was a massive doodler when I was a kid. And yeah, and I just kind of like remembered being terrified, but also really excited. And then about a year after that, like my uncle doesn't have any kids, so like out of choice, like he's one of these people that unless you're like he doesn't really engage with people more than he has to. My mum, who's his sister, and me, and that's basically it. Like, we're the only two people in the world that he likes, you know. Out of choice. But he's like a massive like creature feature fan and like B movies and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, much to my mum's disapproval, that like, you know, this one, like, he got me watching stuff like Jurassic Park because he thought that would be okay because it was like mainstream. And then my mum found out and she went nuts. And and like, he got me watching things like The Thing when I was a little bit older.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and you know, loads of stuff like that. I've tried, like, you know, the original Blob and all those kinds of things. And he was a big sci-fi nerd as well. Like, we would just marathon all of the Star Wars and stuff, like, easy in one night. And so he was like a big influence on me. So when I got to like 9 years old, and Buffy came out on TV, me and my mums would sit and watch that every week. And that was just like, that was just like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. And it was a girl who could kick ass, and she was funny, and she wasn't really cool, but she was cool enough. You know, she was really cool. Right. But she liked all the geeky kids who I really identified with because I was just a big geek, and all of this. And then, yeah, that just kind of expanded. And like, yeah, as I say, like, as I got older and stuff, I was like into sort of Paranormal Activity and all of that kind of thing, and all the stuff that was coming out then. I really liked slashers a lot. And then, yeah, and I remember being like 22 or something, 21, and being mates with the guy who worked down my local Blockbuster. And I was after a horror movie.
Classic.
Yeah, like I lived in that shop, and he was just like, I was like, yeah, so if you've got a horror movie that you can recommend me, thinking I'm all hardcore and shit, you know, fucking cool and whatnot. And he's like, how are you with gore? And I'm like, I can do gore. And I'm thinking like Saw or Hostel. Motherfucker recommends me Martyrs. I had never seen any extremist horror or anything like that. Like I had not seen anything. Like this was back, this is like, this is me like thinking that Paranormal Activity is the scariest shit on this planet, you know? Right. Recommending fucking Martyrs. So I take that home with my mates going, yeah, this is fucking fun. And then we literally just
brutal
silence for about 20 minutes afterwards, which this monologue will, you know, dictate is quite a rarity for me. So yeah, and it kind of went on from there. But yeah, I you know, the boys on podcast on Haunted Hill, Dan and Gav, I work with Dan, so he recommended me his podcast. And you know, from there I just kind of they guested on podcast Under the Stairs. They did a review of Stephen King's Pet Sematary, and and then I realized that, and it was with Baz as well, so just listening to Baz, which if anyone doesn't listen to that show, go check out the podcast Under the Stairs, listen to a Baz B horror
episode. Oh jeez, you're in for a treat.
Have your world changed? Whether it's for better or worse. Whether it's for better or for worse, I'll leave that to you, because I think it depends on your sensibilities. But for me, it was definitely for the better. And yeah, and I just started listening from there. I was a big Stephen King fan. Duncan was doing this top 10 Stephen King. And I just started listening from then. And then from then, it's kind of the opposite journey from you. You know, I then got into Scott and Liam and stuff. Hey, guys. And yeah, and it was kind of from that. And then you know, you approached me about doing a podcast, and I had absolutely no intention of doing a podcast, at least not for a little while, because I just had a kid and I've got my fucking time. but for some reason you managed to wangle it, and here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Warts and all. But we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
It's going to be good. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and so yeah, that's kind of like, that's my sort of like history. So what kind of, like, obviously, you know, you meet mentioned Creature Features and Universal and Hammer and stuff, like, what is that, the kind of stuff that you really are into, or are you into different things now?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I still really like Creature Features, because that's, I don't know, that was just for me is the quintessential. You know, I always used to have nightmares of I could hear myself going to sleep, but I could hear my heartbeat, and it used to be Godzilla's footsteps.
Oh!
So that's always been like, I don't know, like the fear was just like, whoa, whoa. I mean, I love that. You know, I still love it, but I mean, obviously it's not particularly, not really horror as such, but you know, it's the monster element. Yeah, well, it is, but it's not like, you know, I suppose like gore and everything that associated with it. But
there's such a like a wide kind of umbrella.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I do like Creature Features. Love a good monster. I am a bit of a gore hound. That's why I actually find really funny if somebody gets their head squashed. yeah, that just makes me giggle with glee. What else? I don't know. I'm a bit of an enigma in that there's, I kind of like some arty films, but then I can't bear some arty films. I mean, I take Midsommar, for example, that's considered quite arty, long-winded, quite slow. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I was expecting you to turn around and say that you hated it, and I was about to end this call and we'd be falling out forever. But
no, I loved it. But then take Mother, which I know you love.
I love it.
I can't bear it. I literally can't bear it. Apologies to anybody who loves Mother, but I just...
it's all right. Different strokes and all that.
Well, exactly. I've seen it once. I do need to see it again. I always like to think that if there's something that if I particularly hate and other people love, then I think I should watch it again. Just give it a second chance. Apart from Happiness of the Caterpillars, utter shite.
well, next episode.
No. Well, this podcast is finished because I ain't watching that again. Cool stuff. But yeah, I don't know, I like a good story.
Yeah.
I do like good cinematography and a decent score and stuff. Just, I don't know, it's just got to, it's got to hold me in. I do like some of the comedies, but my sense of humour is very sick, very twisted. I've got a very dark sense of humour, which may or may not come out over this podcast. So, yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Fair.
What
indeed.
About yourself?
So actually recently, Dan, I posted an article with the new trailer for The Unholy, I think it's called. The one about the Virgin Mary and something, with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
It's like it does ring a bell.
It's a real recent one. And yeah, and then Dan Bone, he sort of said in the comments about, it's like, wow, you really have a type. And I was like, do I? But I guess kind of like thinking on it, like I kind of do. Like my sort of, I like a wide variety of horror. But if you say to me twisted fairy tale, like character studies, like, you know, dark cinematography, or I mean, I don't mean dark as in like, you know, light and dark, but I mean, just sort of like really kind of like eerie and kind of supernaturally stuff, you know, or anything like that, or anything that has like kind of real good subtext that I can kind of dissect, like that
Pan's Labyrinth type vibe.
Oh, fuck yeah, Pan's Labyrinth, yeah. Is just a stunning film, and like anything like that, yeah, like I mean, you know, Del Toro is just an absolute craftsman, and
agreed.
I will spaff all over his shit, you know, for days, like that shit's I love it. And sorry, Dad, if you're listening, hopefully he's not, but yeah, so anything like that. But at the same time, I love me a slasher. I've been really getting into my giallo lately. I love anything that's kind of goofy, but as long as it's like not stupid, you know, do you know what I mean? Like
greasy strangler type goofy.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sure, I say yet because I know it's going to be coming down the pipeline if you've got anything to do with it.
Maybe at some stage, yeah. I loved it.
You love it. So I can't think of a thing now, but for example, I really love Snatches, which I recently got on Blu-ray. That is just where it's kind of... very kind of tongue-in-cheek, it's very aware of what it is.
Which one's that?
It's
not the girl giving birth to the alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team Bad Shannon.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
Team Bad's listeners will get that. Anyone who's on the Facebook page anyway, Badge Cannon. Yeah, and just dumb stuff like that. Like I love Idle Hands, I love The Frighteners, I love Shaun of the Dead. Like Shaun of the Dead is a 10 out of 10 for me, like any day of the week, twice on Sunday. You know, shit like that. I also just I do love gore when it's done well. I am not one of those though that just like gore for the sake of gore. Like, you know, if we look at the Saw franchise, for example, like the first two I think are really great, the first one especially. Third one's fine. I think that would have nicely rounded off the trilogy, and you know, you could have ended it there, and I'd have been a happy camper.
Enough would have been enough. Yeah.
Yeah, but they kind of went on, and they lost what made it special. They lost that kind of ingenuity. They lost the kind of the sharpness with it, and it just became gore for the sake of gore, and the plot became really convoluted. And it was just kind of like, oh, you know, like, all right, fine, like, yeah, these are kind of cool kills and stuff, and I can appreciate that, but like, I need something a bit more. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Final Destination franchise, another one that kind of almost got to that point, but then the fifth one really brought it back for me, and like I think that is going to be like that's it now, and I'm very happy with that franchise. It's one of my favorites as a result, because they kind of knew when to quit. And they didn't get too silly, but like, you know, the third one, I think that's a really goofy as shit film, Final Destination 3. But I love it because it's kind of like, it's not trying to take itself too seriously either, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of me. So So yeah, so on that note, like, is there anything like that you've seen lately that you would be like, oh yeah, people should check that out, like I kind of like that, or like, or anything that you're like, oh no, that was shit?
What have I seen recently? I'm sure everybody's seen An American Werewolf in London. Mm-hmm. I rewatched that this week. Mm-hmm. It's just an all-time classic. I hadn't seen it for at least 10-15 years, but coming back to the Blu-ray, it's just brilliant, really, really good. It's a classic. What else did I enjoy? All My Friends Are Dead. Have you heard of that one?
I've heard of it. Is that like about a party or something? I think I've
got that's right. It's on Netflix.
I think it's on my watch list.
Yeah, it's basically about a New Year's Eve party that goes wrong. It tickled my sense of humour.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like golden showers and all sorts of.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Crazy, good, fun stuff.
Golden shower.
Everyone loves that. So that was.
If you go to a party and you don't have that, I mean, what are you doing? You know.
It's the wrong party.
The wrong party for you, my friend.
What did I watch? I watched a film called The Pond.
Don't know that one.
That
sounds like it could be like a Shudder title or something.
Yeah, I heard about this through Mark Nado. Shouts out to him and the Horrorcast crew. I don't think he liked it either. It was shit.
Oh.
Tim Walker liked it. Hello, Tim.
I thought he, like, hey Tim, but also like I don't think I ever agree with anything that Tim likes, and I don't think he likes anything that I like either. So if he likes it, I'll probably use it.
He loved it. I hated it.
I love you though, Tim.
Big ups to Tim. So that was pretty rubbish. What about you?
I'll have a couple, and then, you know, if there's anything else pops to mind. So I watched Offspring the other day, which is the one before The Woman, because I have had the Blu-ray of The Woman for a few months now. I've got the Arrow release, and I've never seen it, and it's one that I keep meaning to tick off my list, but I also know it's pretty heavy viewing.
Is that the one when they're at the farm?
I don't know, I've not seen it.
Oh, right.
I haven't seen it. Oh, is it that one? Right. No!
Sorry, I thought you said you had seen it.
No, I've seen Offspring, which is the one before, because I want to watch The Woman, because everyone hangs on about it, and The Woman. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, but that's what I'm saying it from now on. Everyone bangs on about it and stuff, so like I'm like, I need to watch it. But as I say, I know it's quite like a heavy, I think it, yeah, like basically his family take in this woman who's like a bit of a savage, and they try to quote unquote civilize her, and I don't think that they use very civilized methods.
That's the one, that's when she's in the barn.
I don't know, because I haven't seen it. I know, I'm telling you, it's got Angela Beatus in it, you know, of May fame and various other things.
Sorry, I thought you had seen
this selective manhood.
And The Woman you hadn't seen.
The Woman I haven't seen. Oh, I really didn't expect this to be this difficult. Right, Offspring I've seen. The Woman I haven't seen.
I know.
But I want to.
I'm asking, in Offspring, is there a barn in it or not?
Oh, in Offspring? Oh!
Yeah.
No, that's not. It's a cave. Yeah, no, it's in a cave, sort of, like, for the last half. It's all right. It's, it was the first, I think it was the first film of the director, and I can definitely remember who it was. I can't. I think you might like it, because it's a fair amount of gore. It's kind of low budget and stuff, but it's pretty seedy. There's some rape in there, and there's like, they basically kill babies for like to eat them because they think that it's gonna, that like babies are life and stuff. And there's a whole, it's like, it sounds a lot more horrific than it actually is. Like, you don't actually really see any babies getting hurt, although the first opening scene you do see like a fetus in a bag and it's all bloody and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But it's not like, I mean, like, there's bits near the end where you can tell like it's definitely like just a baby doll and stuff, so it kind of like pulls you out a little bit of it. It's fine. It kind of, it's good to watch. It's definitely like worth a watch. I got it free with my Woman Blu-ray. It was part of like the limited edition package that Arrow was doing. So like, it's not like I burnt loads of money on it or anything and I'm like, oh, it was only all right. It's fine. It does what it does. But I'm looking forward to The Woman because I've heard lots about it, as I said, and it's been on my watch list for a while. But as I say, it's quite heavy going by all accounts, so it's kind of one of those movies where I have to be in the right frame of mind for it. You know, and sort of so I can really kind of take it all in. But I'm looking forward to that one when I do get around to it. I might have watched it by the time we record our next episode, so if we have, I'll do it as part of our buy it, rent it, bin it selection. Yeah, and then what else? I've been watching, what else did I watch? I'll tell you what, I've been watching a fair amount of TV, actually, because there's been a few bits come out. None of it's really kind of horror, it's just sort of the Marvel stuff, like a bit of WandaVision and a bit of Falcon and Winter Soldier, a bit of RuPaul, because I love a bit of RuPaul.
okay.
But yeah, and then I've been watching a bit of The Outsider, actually, from a little while ago, the Stephen King adaptation, which is on Sky. It's the one about where the guy killed the kid, but he was in somewhere completely different, but they also have him on footage, like on CCTV.
Okay, not so.
Yeah, it's got, I'm about halfway through, and yeah, it's good. It's very Stephen King, Stephen King all over it. It's good, it's well acted, it's quite gripping, it's very compelling. Those are kind of a couple of things I've been watching more recently. I feel like I've watched more than this, but I've just
having a blank mind.
But yeah, I blame the lack of sleep from my 2-year-old who refuses.
That's fair enough. Fair enough.
So
good stuff.
So we should probably talk about what our first episode is going to be on.
Yes, indeed. Well, the first episode, I was the one who picked the film pre-2000.
Because you're old.
Because I'm old.
Yep.
And you're young.
Yeah, well, I mean, in fairness, I'm 33. I'm not that young. Only just 33.
Do you know what VHS is?
Yeah, I do.
What about Betamax?
No, not that. Not there. I just know Betamax from Big Hero 6, so where it's called Baymax.
That's right. Yeah. So I've gone for Alien. Ridley Scott's Alien from, 1978?
79.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. So that was my choice, just because I thought it's a great film and it would be a perfect film to talk about. There's plenty to talk about.
Yep.
I don't think I haven't heard anyone talk about it for a long, long time, so... that was the reason why I chose that, really.
That's fair enough. There's not really going to be any kind of rhyme or reason to our choosings out with the year that they were released, I don't think, just because it's more fun that way, I think. Just not limit ourselves. We might get a little bit more kind of fancy with it as we go on, but for now, let's just go with what we want to talk about.
Roll with, And what's your choice?
My choice is... a little film, you might have heard of it, it's out recently, called Mandy. Unlike Alien, everyone talks about it, but I don't care, because I just really like it, and it's a good fun flick, and there is a lot to talk about in it. And it's kind of an interesting one, I think, because people tend to either absolutely adore it or really don't like it. It's very kind of divided.
It is. Yeah, it's a very Marmite film, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I have like this sort of feeling that like all the movies that I like are very Marmite. You know, they're very kind of like people either love them or they hate them. And I tend to love them because I like things that are a bit weird. Yeah, so I've gone with Mandy because he doesn't love a bit of Nick Cage.
Nick Cage rage? Nick Absolutely. Cage
and some chainsaw fights and some cults and some, you know, biker Cenobites. I mean, what's not to love?
We could spoil that one as well because I'm sure most people would have seen that by now.
Yeah, it was on Shudder. I don't know if it's still on Shudder, but it's definitely on Shudder. It's on Prime and stuff. It's been about, you know, it's been a good 3 years, well, 2.5 years since it came out.
I was gonna say 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I think we're fine to spoil that one and stuff, but you know, as you heard at the beginning, there will always be a spoiler warning in advance of the episodes anyhow. So that is on you, my friends. But that'll be fine to spoil. I think if it's like, you know, if it's released in like the last 6 months or something, or it's not like on a readily available streaming site, then you know we can do a spoiler non-spoiler bit.
Sounds good. Yeah, no, it should be okay. I could imagine that most people who would be listening to this listen to other podcasts, watch a lot of films.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, or maybe you don't, who knows.
Yeah,
either way, hopefully we'll be able to educate you.
Yeah. Or you know, just flat out put you off. Either way.
Yeah. Yeah, you may end up hating us completely and not listening to us at all. But hopefully you like our adults.
Hopefully you like us. You know, I mean we'll have our friends and family listen, so you know, we've got at least 5 people. Yeah, it's all good.
Five? Nobody here is listening to
I know, I meant my friends and family. We all know you and my friends.
So that's 5. You got your 5.
Yeah, I got my family. That's it.
That's it.
That's all we need, baby. So, yeah, there was just I thought we might, just because, it's a bit of self-indulgence on our first episode on our own show, I think, why not? I thought we might talk a little bit about how we came to choosing our name.
Oh yes.
I earlier on listened to you guesting on a recent episode of The Horror Returns. Holla, guys. Not only you might have struggled to get the name out, but also 2 seconds afterwards no one in that call could either remember the name or say the name.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to kind of like, well, why this name a little bit?
Why this name? Eternal Darkness of Not So Spotless Minds.
Brilliant. Beautifully written, Matt.
I need to give myself a pat on the back every time I say it without fail. It's got quite a mouthful. How did we come to that? Well, it's our friend Jamie McCauley.
Hey, Jamie.
How are we doing, buddy? It was his idea. We had all sorts of different ideas for names.
Yeah.
But we kind of went over that and tried to get things right. I didn't
one of the reasons it's taken so long for this show to come to fruition, because we just could not agree on a name. We
couldn't agree on anything.
Because you came up, I mean, Jesus, some of the ideas that you came up with, what was the one you said, like, Beer Bitch Project something? I was driving on the phone to him, not, I was Bluetoothing out, I wasn't like, you know, I was hands-free, it's fine, but I almost slammed on the brakes, like, fucking what? No!
Yeah, the Beer Bitch Project.
No.
What about the Necronomicon?
Necronomicon, yeah. Which I did find very funny, but no,
I think
immediately,
it's
like, no one's going to air us. No one's going to put that show on their fucking itinerary. Then I also came up with Necronomicon Conversations, which is probably just about as much of a mouthful. You flat out couldn't say that.
I couldn't even say it.
Naked conversation. I thought it was very cool, but whatever. And then we had, you quite liked the kind of the darkness thing, because you had an idea which you brought to me that was kind of going to be the show when it was
when very first brought the idea.
It was the Utterly Dark. That was it. The Utterly Dark
podcast. Utterly Dark podcast. I still like that.
I know.
You know, so it made us change.
Sounds like some emo band thing that is like, it just, if I heard that name, I would think like, you know, death metal and serial killers. Like that would be what we're discussing, not a pair of middle class twats, posh sounding, you know, like people just chatting silliness and horror movies. I just like. But you know, we got the darkness bit in there. We got a little
darkness. Yeah, we need a bit of darkness.
For sure. And yeah, and then I thought of Off the Beaten Track podcast, just because I like the imagery that came up. And you weren't too bad on that one, but you just didn't think it was specific to movies enough. I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. So we ended up, yeah, and then we were just at such an impasse. I basically just put my feelers out to a few people I know and was like, look, fucking, you do the work for us.
And it's been that way ever since.
It's been that, yeah, pretty much.
We're not doing anything.
Not doing shit. But yeah, so Jamie came back with me on that one, and he must have caught me at like 2 a.m. or something where I was slightly delirious and just happy to have anything. And I said, yes, why not? No, it's a good name. I like it because I think it incorporates a lot of what we're about. I think it sort of obviously alludes to kind of movies and not just horror either, like, you know, kind of indie stuff and, you know, off kilter things. And but, you know, the darkness alludes to kind of horror-y bits, and then Not So Spotless Minds, I think, just kind of indicates that we're a bit cheeky. Yeah, and that we're not going to take ourselves too seriously and stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. We, let's just put this out there from the off. We're not aficionados by any means.
No, fuck no.
You know, we're just normal people who like horror movies and movies in general, and it's just us chatting about it, really.
Yeah, we figure let's record it and be really self-involved, you know, why not?
Exactly. But hopefully you like our banter, and well, let's see how it goes.
Yeah. But yeah, and then I think just a real quick touch on about how you and I met. You kind of indicated a little bit already, but...
Well, we haven't. I've never met you before.
Well, we've never met in real life. So go on a little bit.
I don't, you know who you are. This is all a bit
it's all an illusion. It's just a bot. I'm just a bot. But yeah, no, I mean basically it was just through the podcast Under the Stairs page. You reached out to me a while ago, and also the lovely Jamie McCauley, who is not really a twat, as much as I said earlier. Yeah, you were kind of like, oh, you know, we just had really kind of good bants and chat, and we just like to take the piss out of each other really quite a fair bit. And you sort of said, oh yeah, maybe we could do something, the three of us. And then I don't even know what happened. Like, nothing really sort of happened with that, and everything kind of just sort of went along as normal. And I don't know about you, but I kind of forgot about it all. And then I don't think Jamie ever really kind of said yes or no. He never really kind of, I think he quite liked the idea, but I don't think that he was really kind of into doing it, like full commitment.
No, that's right. Yeah.
And
I was going to say, the only reason that we're doing this podcast is because we want to be part of the summer series. You are. And
I am part of the summer series, bitches.
There you go.
I'm just the adjudicator.
I'm not even an adjudicator.
No,
just
why didn't you not get, I literally said to you,
People's Council.
That's all right. I'll speak for both of us. I speak for absolutely everybody in the world. So, you know, in terms of volume of chat.
You better be the people's champion.
I will be the people's champion, damn it. no, fuck you, I'll do what I want. So summer series. Again, we keep mentioning all this stuff with like Duncan, honestly, he's not paying us to pimp his show at all or anything like that. But it's a big long thing where there's a decade that it's focused on, and essentially a whole bunch of podcasters come together and choose through a very intricate method of voting and discussion the best movie of said decade. And this summer it will be the 2010s, and I will be involved with that and hopefully blowing the minds of everybody. I mean, probably not, I'm just happy to be involved, honestly, at this point. But you wanted to get involved with that, and I ended up getting involved with that because I'm awesome. And what's that phrase where you have to go, like, you have to go fight it or something?
What? I have no idea.
The thing where you have to,
you have to go bite it.
There's like,
nibble.
If you go and you have to like, oh fuck my life, I can't remember what it is. There's a phrase that is appropriate for what, me going for it and just. And I can't remember what it is. Anyone would like to
having a nosh?
Yeah, it like yeah. There's anyone who'd like to enlighten me on what the fuck I'm trying to say, that would be fantastic. I can't remember the fucking. There's a phrase where I basically went for what I wanted and I got it.
Taking a bite out of the apple.
That is sure. Yes.
Something of it.
Something like that. If you do like the sound of my voice. and stuff like that. It's just I haven't spoken really about anything much of anything, so I can't be like, oh, if you like my opinion, I haven't given any yet. If you like the sound,
if you like the sound of my voice, vote for me. Okay, vote
you
for my
film. Into that over the summer, and I've done a few other bits and bobs on like Bite Size Cinema podcast. Shout out to RJ McCready on podcast and Haunted Hill. As I said, guys, Dan Bone and Gav Chucky Steele, who is also doing the music for our show, the background music that you'll be
absolutely
hearing. And you know, if you want a link to his Spotify, then that will be in the blurb also. So thank you very much, Gav, while we're on about that.
Thank you
very much for letting us use your music. It's fantastic. And I genuinely just listen to it for funsies because I like it a lot. So I've done a few bits and bobs in there, and then I regularly contribute sort of like, you know, just audio reviews and stuff that I send into the podcast Under the Stairs and Teapots Collective on Where to Begin With, the sort of series that they've got going on there. And this Saturday, the 28th. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, 28th. Woo. I will also be guest hosting on the podcast Under the Stairs, and we've already recorded. It will be on Horns from 2013, which is a fabulous film and pretty much everything that I love in horror in one. So that's kind of, you do a couple of bits, don't you? You've done.
I have. I've done it with friends across the pond. Guys with the Horror Returns. Big shout out going out to Lance, Brian, and Philip, and of course Nez, and the other guys. I've done a few bits with them. Basically, first time I ever did a podcast was back in August with them. It's pretty drunken, and well, every time I do it with them, it's about 12 o'clock on a Saturday night, so I'm pretty much shit faced.
I love those time zones.
Just basically mumbling into the microphone, which is pretty much what we're going to be doing in ours. So. Not much has changed in that respect. But yeah, big shout out going to those guys, and hopefully, yeah, we'll have some guests, won't we? I think we'll reach out and try and get some people to join us. I think it'd be fun.
People showing interest and stuff and showing support, and I basically told them that they're going to guest just to essentially pump up our numbers. I mean, you know, that's the only reason, really.
Gotten somebody.
I haven't gotten to my little shout outs yet.
Oh.
Conversation. I've got a whole thing, it's all good. Although I think we've probably gone through a lot of them. We'll probably just have one more person or two to say. Definitely going to get some people on for sure over the coming months and fingers crossed years. And it'll be interesting to get other voices and stuff, and like, and as well, like, not just I don't think even just podcasters, like, I think it'd just be cool to get like anyone on. It's not like we're massively experienced and know what we're talking about, so, you know, I don't think we need to have just
no, absolutely.
Jamie needs to get his butt on here, because I think that's going to be fucking his career.
Who?
Jamie McCauley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, and Jamie Cummins as well, actually.
We're just people. We're not really podcasters, but we are now.
We're pretending, exactly.
So anybody can, you know, have a few beers and then just start talking and about things that you love, which happens to be horror movies.
Not required.
Exactly. So, you know, so reaching out to everybody, if you do fancy getting involved, then you can contact us.
What you particularly want to dive into is the phrase, I think, this time.
So
definitely got some shout outs. I mean, Jamie McCauley has gotten way too many props on this show already, so we'll skip him. Want to say a big, big thank you to Darren Wilson. Gav, as we said, is supplying the background music, what you're hearing right now in the background. And as I said, his link to his Spotify page will be on our blurb, wherever you have downloaded this from. Obviously, Duncan of Podcast Under the Stairs, he is a big supporter of ours. He has been a champion of mine from long ago, and I very much appreciate all the support that you've given. Same with Jamie J. Salmons. Babe, you know I love you. Always in my heart.
Okay.
Me and Jamie, okay. Even try. Okay, me and Jamie are just like a BFF, like, come across the pond. It's all good.
Fair play.
Dan Bone, longtime friend, and again, massive supporter. He listens to all of my shit, and I really, really appreciate you, Dan. You're a babe. RJ McCready, again, big supporter, and has taken me on his show a couple of times, and I've always really appreciated that. Absolute shout out to you. Scott and Liam, do you want to do Scott and Liam, being there's someone who you actually interact with?
Oh, well, Scottish drinking buddies. Yeah, big shout out to you guys. Have honestly been a massive inspiration for sure. And long may they continue their gibberish, because it's thoroughly enjoyable.
And they can be found on Scott and Liam versus Evil. Also, there is a show called Jaws is Shite and Other Aggressive Outbursts. They want to reiterate, though, that Jaws is not shy, and no one thinks that, but there is a backstory to that title of that show, and that is with Duncan Baz, who I mentioned earlier, who is fucking hilarious, and Scott and Liam. They just released the first two episodes recently, so everybody check those shows out. And then, yeah, the Horror Returns lot, absolute gems, Brian, everyone, Lance, everyone, you know, big supporters of you and the show. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, yeah.
So those are all of our shout outs. Figure we'll get that done. Not in a bad way, but
get that out of the way. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Yeah, see ya. We've got all of your support and all of your shit. Bye. No, I'm really joking. Love you. It's fine, they know me. They know I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Matt, do you want to tell people where to find us and our social media and whatnot?
Oh, geez. Now you're putting me on the spot. Well, you can contact us via the old school way, which is an email. It is at ED, capital E, capital D, I think.
You created it.
I don't know.
I've also forgot what it was on the recording with Duncan the other week as well, so we're both as bad as each other, don't worry.
That's fair enough. spotlessminds@gmail.com. So it's edspotlessminds@gmail.com. And hopefully this will be able to go out on Apple Podcast, Podbean, Stitcher and stuff once I get it sorted. But if not, you can listen to it directly at hearthis.at/eternal. That's hearthis.at, that's at/eternal.
Cool. cool.
But once I get it all sorted, we'll. Yeah.
I love that you're saying that everywhere. Because if that's the only way they can listen to it, then presumably they would have found that link.
I don't know.
It's cool. It's going to all be on like the Facebook and stuff, and I'm going to get up link onto our Instagram. So we have an Instagram as well. Turns out, Facebook page. Spotless Minds _ podcast was too long for an Instagram name, so I've just done the acronym, which I quite like because it kind of sounds like hedonism, and it's EDONSSM, so literally just the acronym _ podcast. That is on Instagram, and where you'll be able to see artwork and stuffs.
What kind of stuff?
Artwork. I don't know. Fucking maybe the occasional selfie. Heavy filters on my end. And then we've got a Facebook page, which is it's just Eternal Darkness of Not So Spotless Minds on Facebook. So check that out. And we'll be putting up links and stuff on there anyway. So all kidding aside, if you can't find us, just pop to our Facebook page. And find us through those links, I guess.
Absolutely.
But we haven't done Twitter because we don't like Twitter, honestly. Matt's not great at social media anyway, and I don't really like Twitter. So we're going to see how we go with just the Facebooks and the Instagrams. And if there's a massive demand for Twitter, then we may well look into it later. But if I can avoid that toxic cesspool, then I will. So
that's a good chat. Yeah. Leave it there.
I don't know about you. Is there anything else that you want to mention, discuss, talk about?
Don't think so. I think we've done what we need to do on the first introductory episode.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. So thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you. And give us some feedback. Obviously, we've not done our proper kind of layout format of the show yet, but you know, if our voices are annoying or anything.
and be honest, actually, because we find it quite amusing.
And also, we'll listen to feedback. Like, it's not just like, haha, okay, we're gonna do what we want anyway. Well, we might do a bit, depends on what the feedback is, but any way that we can kind of improve or whatever, let us know, because as we say, we're not aficionados, we're not experts by any means, so we can always learn and grow.
Absolutely. We will improve as we go along, I'm sure.
We might even get the name of our show right. I mean, who fucking knows? The sky's a limit, right?
Just push the boat out.
What? Crazy. All right, cool. Well, that has been me.
It has been me.
Wonderful. This is going to go great, I can tell. Cool. All right, then, Mike. Well, thanks very much, everybody.
Cheers, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. Just a quick thing at the end. You may have noticed that we didn't actually mention what Darren Wilson did for us. Really sorry about that, Darren. That was due to a technical glitch where our recording cut out for 5 seconds for some reason. So I thought I'd pop it here because it'd be remiss of me not to say anything, as Darren did our wonderful artwork, which we think is fantastic. And we really appreciate the time and effort that you put in for us, Darren. So thank you very much. Also, if we've forgotten any names during the shout out section, really sorry about that. We've had an abundance of support and love from various people within the community and friends and family and whatnot. So we could go on for days, all the people who have been really encouraging. But please know that we know who you are. We love you very much and appreciate all the support. So thanks very much. Cheers.